The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is Tuesday, the 28th of May, 2019. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Okay, gamers, listen up. You probably know this already, but hey, we're going to tell you about it because the news, well, there's not much. YouTube's gaming app, yeah, it's shutting down this week. In fact, you've got about 2 days left on the thing. Yes, that standalone YouTube gaming app will be shutting down on May 30th, and by doing so, YouTube says that any remaining YouTube gamers will basically be now merged right into YouTube. Though if you had a list of games saved, unfortunately, you're going to lose those. Now, YouTube gaming launched way back in 2015, and they were hoping it would improve a live stream experience for its users. But according to YouTube, most users still watch gaming videos on the main app. Hence, that's why you're seeing the gaming one go away in 2 days. The creator over at TikTok thinks that, yeah, why not? Everybody else is making cell phones, we can too. Yeah, who would have thunk this? Chat apps and streaming music, that ain't nothing to TikTok now, at least according to the Financial Times. Now again, it just is a rumor, we don't know for sure yet. There's no launch date, tech specs, or anything regarding a phone yet, just that the idea is there. And plus on top of this, PR people over there at TikTok, yeah, they're not commenting either. The only thing we do know is apparently they're acquiring some patents and talent from Chinese phone maker Smartisan. And we've heard it'll come preloaded with the TikTok apps. Yeah, gotta figure that. We'll keep you posted. That is, if there's actually really anything to keep you posted about. And finally, going over to Canada, don't be surprised if in a few days you start seeing some Apple map vans running around. Yeah, Apple's announced it will be sticking on the roads in Canada their Apple map vehicles. Apparently, the vehicles will be driving across 10 provinces between May and November of this year. This will include places like British Columbia, Alberta, Ontario, Quebec, and even Prince Edward Island. Vehicles are actually probably out now rolling around in the Toronto area as we're telling you about this. Of course, like anything, when putting a map together, you're getting the likes of road details, signage, landmarks, all this hoping to improve Apple Maps experience while you're using it in Canada. Any bets the guys and gals doing this with the Apple vehicles are actually using Google Maps right now? You know, because the Apple Maps still kind of even now want you to drive off a bridge. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our official website for all of our podcasts, our blog review section. If you're looking for tech, you gotta check it out today. And get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts over there, too. Check us out on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community in our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.